Kent today. West Kent Radio. John Butt.
And welcome to the second hour of West Kent Today here on West Kent Radio. It's 3 minutes past 11. Fats and Small are feeling good. And after that, we start our conversation with Phil Thorne from Health Watch Kent. And he looks a little bit drenched with sweat, just getting from his car to the studio. But first, here we have Phil Thorne from Health Watch Kent.
Well done.
My mind's working this morning. We've got about another 50 minutes and it'll turn off.
We'll Can I just say, I am also now feeling good because, as you described me as being slightly drenched in sweat beforehand, I now have a fan. And I'm not talking a listener. I'm talking literally it's so good. It's so warm out there this morning.
Yes.
Ridiculous. I've literally walked a couple of hundred yards from the car to here, listening to Leonora, who was obviously on with you in the last hour, and listening to the conversation there in the car. Thought, right, I better get up to the studio, and just that few minutes walk, my gosh, wow.
I'm in the process of moving house and packing things up, so I was up at 6 o'clock this morning, because I'm not going to do anything later today.
No, it's literally things you can do until about sort of 8:30, 9 o'clock in the morning.
Including breakfast.
Yeah, absolutely. You must be getting hungry now, though.
I have my usually Monday morning pack of wine gums. Seems like a wine gum.
Oh, I'd love a wine gum.
Yeah, well, don't put it in your mouth yet, because we're going to be talking.
No, absolutely. Mind you, it might melt. I'll hold it in this hand. There we go.
Right, so since we last spoken,
yes.
What's happened?
Not a lot from this area, and that's what we've come to kind of talk about today, really. So people are going on holiday, people are busy doing lots of things, so we're not hearing from as many people. So we but certainly not as much as other areas of Kent. So if you are listening in Tunbridge Wells, Tunbridge, Sevenoaks this morning, and you have concerns that you're having particular issues with your doctor, your GP, pharmacy, anything along those lines, hospital appointments, we want to hear from you. The numbers of people we hear from in this area of the county are a bit less than others, so we do need people to get in contact, because otherwise, if we don't know, we can't tell the people who make these decisions and actually, you know, potentially get things changed.
Is this because we're perhaps in a better area for getting the appointments and everything?
We don't know, unless people tell us. You know, we want people to tell us good things as well. It's not just about hearing the stuff that's going wrong. I probably should stress that a bit more. We want to hear what is going right, because if things are going right in this area, tell us as well, and then we can tell those people who make the decisions, and they might be able to bring them in other parts of the county where people are telling us that things are going a bit right. So, obviously our job at Health Watch, again, is to make the people who make the decisions aware of what's going on right across the county. So, from France to Folkestone, you know, literally, and all points in between, up to Farningham, that area. I always try to alliterate with my destinations.
You're doing right this morning.
We want to make sure everyone's aware, you know, people who make these decisions are aware of what's going on right across the county. So, please do get in touch with us and let us know. How many people, right, this is a quick question for you, before we go, we'll talk about it more after the next record, because since you're poised and...
No, I'm
no? Fine. Okay. What would you say is the population of people, this is worldwide, that have a disability?
From my experience, I would say we're talking about 98%.
Well, I mean, the official figures worldwide are 15%, so about a billion people across the globe.
Yeah.
But that includes physical disabilities, mental disabilities, communication disabilities, and we'll talk about those a little bit more in a bit.
I wear glasses, and that is could be classified as a disability because my body is not perfect.
Absolutely, yes. So are we saying 98% of people aren't perfect? I mean, you appear perfect to me, John.
Oh, I said earlier on that I'm a perfect idiot.
Yeah.
I can't improve on that.
It's more about the fact that not all disabilities are visible.
Exactly.
But it is Disability Pride Month, so we'll talk about that a few more in a bit more.
Eurythmics, Thorn in My Side. Now, Right, we're talking about disability pride.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, every day right across the country, Health Watch right across the country, we hear from people who are disabled. And we want to help raise awareness of some of the different types of disability. So, apparently the dictionary definition for disability is the consequence of an impairment that may be physical, cognitive, mental, sensory, emotional, developmental, or some combination of these. There are many different types of disabilities, and it might be present from birth, or it might occur during your lifetime. Obviously, as we said earlier on, not all disabilities are black and white. Two people with the same type of disability may not have the same life experiences. Everyone's unique. Everyone copes with their individual disability quite differently. Over 1 billion people across the globe currently are experiencing some disability, and the number is increasing. It's caused by a various amount of reasons, but the increase in chronic health conditions is particularly a key reason. I mean, almost all of us are likely to experience some form of disability, be it temporary or permanent, during the course of our lifetimes. So whether it's intellectual disabilities, for example, something like Down syndrome, Prader-Willi syndrome, whether it's physical disabilities like spinal cord injury, spina bifida, cerebral palsy, things along those lines, mental illness, depression, schizophrenia, bipolar disorder, sensory disabilities like autism spectrum disorder, blindness, low vision, as we mentioned earlier on with yourself wearing glasses, hearing loss, deafness, so many different disabilities. And we want to hear your experience of disability as well. Do you get the support that you need? How could health and social care services be actually improved for you? As I mentioned earlier on, we want to hear more from this particular area of Kent. So this will be the first time I'll read the number out today. Good. If you want to get in touch with us, it's 0808 801 0102. 0808 801 0102. We're live there between 10 and 4, Monday to Friday. My colleagues, Sophie and Lynn, are manning the phone lines today. Normally I'm part of the team that's on that as well, but it's Sophie and Lynn on the phone.
Are they listening?
Probably on the phone, to be fair.
That's good.
At the moment, probably on the phone. So you can give them a call. Alternatively, you can log on to our website, healthwatchkent.co.uk, and fill out one of our experience forms there. Or you can drop us an email, info@healthwatchkent.co.uk.
Great. So that was the disability side. But what about the pride side?
Well, it's about actually being, you know, what's the word? It's about being proud of the fact that you are disabled, you are different, and your experiences of life are differently. So it's recognised as Disability Pride Month. That's your pride in being disabled.
Right, so it's not to do like...
No, it's not to do with LGBTQ+, no.
Right, although...
Absolutely.
Many, yeah.
Many, yeah. Just because you're disabled and have a physical or mental ability doesn't mean to say that you're not LGBTQ+ as well.
Right. That's good.
Yeah. We mentioned in there one of the disabilities is deafness.
Pardon?
Oh, yeah, exactly. Or hard of hearing. And, of course, I think we spoke about this last month, but not on air. And it's about if you are hard of hearing or completely deaf, how do you do essentially what most GP practices want to do, which is to make a GP appointment? Well, each individual kind of primary care network, which are a group of GP practices, have their own policy for that. And obviously, if you're having issues with that, you can contact us and we can point you in the right direction of how your practice particularly deals with it. In some areas of Kent, we've been working with the local hospitals to actually make it so that if you're going to meet, for example, with a consultant, and you are deaf or you've got this inability to hear properly, that they can actually arrange for a British Sign Language interpreter, BSL interpreter, to actually be on a screen with you and interpret the conversation that way. That works in some areas of Kent, we've heard that. Now, obviously, with it being radio, people who are necessarily deaf or hard of hearing aren't going to be tuned in, but you may well know someone who does have that. If you are tuned in today and you do know someone who is deaf or hard of hearing, then please do point them in the direction of Health Watch. We also have you can email us as well, but we also have a text number where people can text us to actually say, I need BSL support. Before I started talking about this, I should have written that number down. I haven't. So in the next link, I will give you that phone number. Knew I'd forgotten to do something. Knew if I was filling for time, like you did so well before the news, John.
Thank you.
But I was just trying to find, I'm thinking, I've got to find that number. I've got to find that number in a minute. Yeah, here we go. I've got it. I've got it already. Right. So you can text. Give them this number to text. 07525 861 639. Just text the words need BSL, that's short for British Sign Language, need BSL to 07525 861 639, and our British Sign Language communicator will contact either yourself or the person that you know and then help them with their general query.
Right. All those numbers you've given this morning will appear on our website sometime.
Absolutely.
When I get home and meltdown is over. So if you'll email me then and I'll stick them on.
I will absolutely make sure they go across to you.
Lovely. Camillo Cabello, featuring Ed Sheeran with Bam Bam. With me this morning in this hour is Phil Thorne from Health Watch Kent. And what are we talking about now?
Well, at the beginning of July, there was a significant change in the way that the NHS is actually officially organised. So from the 1st of July, all the clinical commissioning groups, CCGs, have you ever heard those initials before? Yeah. So they, all the clinical commissioning groups were legally dissolved. And they changed their names to become integrated care systems. So that the way that the NHS in Kent and Medway organises, commissions and delivers care as a whole has changed. So from the 1st of July, it's essentially there's a more integrated way of working, which will get the NHS, Kent County Council, Medway over in that part of the county as well, to actually plan and deliver care better. It doesn't, you won't notice an immediate difference when you go to your GP next or you visit a care home, visit someone there. But they're now literally, there is more of an integrated plan of everybody working together. And by working in this way, the system, as we'll put it in inverted commas, wants to tackle inequalities as much as they can and find new ways of actually helping people in their communities to remain well and to keep living a full life. So there are different areas. So this area is called the West Kent Integrated Health and Care Partnership.
Now, I'm always suspicious when there's a reorganisation because, call me cynical if you wish.
You're cynical, John.
Thank you very much. I think the only people who ever make money out of it are those who do the letterheads and stationery. Nothing really seems to change. More managers get involved and less care at the front coalface.
Oh, look, I mean, I don't have any knowledge of that kind of area at all. And obviously,
I told you I'm cynical.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm not getting involved in that part of it. From what I see from there is that it is going to be a more integrated way of working, because we hear all the time, and this is not in no way controversial, but this is an honest thing that we hear all the time about people not talking to each other. And this integrated care system, this integrated care board and partnership, means that organisations are now duty bound by the name to work on a more integrated level, which will mean that there'll be more specific pathways for people with certain conditions. There is a more of a process, so you don't have to keep going backwards and forwards to things. There is going to be a process in place for more of these things to actually work smoother. And then essentially, as I said, you know, actually potentially reduce that inequality so people do get that care quicker and better.
Yeah.
Oh, I see the cynicism coming out.
One always then asks the question, I think this was raised when it was first announced.
Yeah.
Why hasn't it been done before?
Again, pass. Genuinely don't know why it hasn't been done before. But it's the fact that the feedback that we get, you know, and I'm not saying that Health Watch Kent is responsible for this and any of the Health Watches are, but we do have a part to play in it. And the fact is that when we go back to these organisations with the feedback that we get from members of the public to say, that works, that doesn't, that works, that doesn't, in the end, they're now listening to go, OK, let's get it all working together.
Which is good, because that wasn't happening before.
No, certainly not as much as... And something can be wrong, it's not completely a breakdown, but it does need to be looked at, and hopefully these changes will, you know, will make it work better.
Well, I'm going to be an optimistic person now.
Whee!
Let's say does work, because we keep hearing things about the NHS can't cope.
Yeah.
And particularly at the moment with the heat wave and warnings and things like that, they're expecting a strong demand on the services.
The NHS is built to be always expecting a strong demand for everything. So I'm slightly cynical in the fact, with your slightly bigger media organisation friends who may sort of say, the NHS is expecting, you know, they're always expecting it. That's why we have accident and emergency departments. Yes, they're overrun and sometimes it's bigger, but they're always expecting it. They're always able to, you know. Yes, there is an increased awareness that, you know, we're pushing that line, that boundary. But yes, with this whole overarching system and pulling things together and people, like a combined working together pathway, it can't not work.
Well, I've just noticed that in one of our promotions coming up, we've got something about better health.
Excellent.
Nice that we got Phil Thorne with us from Health Watch Kent this morning, looking at how we can help each other improving the health services here in the county.
Absolutely, yes. So obviously I've been saying from the start this morning, John, is that we want to hear from more people from the West Kent radio area. But we know that not everyone calls us, but people who are, you know, during the last sort of 2.5 years have sought support in little community groups. So little networks or little village support groups, or little, you know, potentially if you've got a disability of some kind, you may have had some support. For example, there are the Age UK centres and things like that. If you are, or anyone else knows a member of the teams at these places, please do get in touch with us as well, because the best way that we can actually speak to more people ourselves, it's not just reliant on people coming in to us and phoning us, is that we are quite happy to have conversations with group coordinators, potentially go out and visit community support groups and events that are happening, and talk to people there and find out what their experiences are. So it isn't always about people phoning in to us. We are happy to go out and talk to people at events as well. Our team of volunteers will go out and kind of talking to people at various events, fairs. Prior to lockdown, of course, in 2020, we were in town centres right across the county as well, kind of talking to people. There's been a slight increase in the amount of people who contact us since 2020, I would feel, given the last 2.5 years. But yeah, we'll get out and talk to as many different groups as we can,
because there's lots of different things that can affect people's health.
Absolutely.
You know, I'm a member, a volunteer, now a trustee of a bereavement group in Tunbridge.
Right.
Because I was bereaved myself a couple of years ago.
Okay.
And just in our conversations, you know, people are saying, you know, they feel down, or they don't feel as secure as they used to be, and their health has sort of deteriorated because it's been a massive trauma for them.
Absolutely. I mean, bereavement, we obviously get contacted sometimes by families of people who've been bereaved. And the process of actually getting relevant documents sorted out and going through that process sometimes can be delayed by the GP. Now, obviously it's not a deliberate thing, but the sheer volume of it. So people contact us as to where to go for support to try and get these things resolved. So what we then do with that is then we will kind of liaise with the people who work with the GPs and the GPs themselves to say, right, we've had members of the public contact us. There's a delay in potentially, say, getting death certificates through, because you have to register it within a certain period of time, don't you, in order to then get other things moving. And there is a delay in that process at times. So we will be able to sign people which direction to go, depending on which area of Kent they are.
I found the service from Tunbridge Health Hospital very good in getting the death registered. Everything was clear and helpful, and then we got it straight through from the registrar.
Excellent.
Over the phone.
That's what you want to happen, isn't it? Because obviously, you know, you're going through the bereavement process yourself. You don't want any additional stress because a process which should be working isn't. We want to hit. Well, I mean, obviously, you know, at times like that, you've got other things to think about. I said earlier on, we want to hear positive experiences. We understand that, you know, if things grow well for you, great, but you still got the, you know, the bereavement to deal with yourself. But if things aren't going well for you, I mean, you need that support and you want to be able to find out who can support you potentially in making a complaint at a later stage against the GP, then you can contact us and we can signpost you in the right way.
Yeah. Well, I'll have a word with other people and see if we can get to come to one of the Friends Together groups, which meets here in Tunbridge Wells, Pembury, Tunbridge, Paddockwood.
Yeah.
And it's not a self-help group. It'll be people meet, we have coffee, biscuits, some are monthly, some are weekly. And occasionally we have somebody come along and speak to us. It could be a community policeman, it could be something has happened. You know, we've had recent scams and things like that. Somebody come along and take us through it. But certainly, you know, if people are having troubles or complimenting the health service, it'd be good to be able to show it that way.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, see, it's not just myself that goes out to these events. I spend quite a lot of my time going across Kent doing bits like this on the radio and things like that as well. But we do have a huge team of volunteers right across the county who will be able to go out to these organisations like yourself and actually present what Health Watch does. We may not be able to give you, and they may not be able to give you, or anyone going to these groups, support there and then, but we'll certainly be able to take details away and then pass it to our team, myself and our team of people, who will then be able to signpost, get in touch and say, right, this is what we'll need to do, this is how you would get help. There is an organisation in Kent called the Advocacy People, and they are free, literally give you free advocacy. So if you do feel like, when this is with any issue, you want to make a complaint, but you're not sure how to do it, or you're not feeling confident enough to do that yourself, then you can contact the Advocacy People, and then they will assign you an advocate that will then go through that experience and point you in the right direction of where to go and help you with that process.
That sounds good. Right, it's coming up to 13 minutes to 12.
Wow.
Could you believe it, that I was going
to? That's so quick, isn't it?
Yeah, we'll come back and have a final session after we've heard from Thin Lizzy, who have got a lot of energy and they're dancing in the moonlight. Well, I wouldn't dance in the sunlight today.
No, definitely not.
Thin Lizzy, Dancing in the Moonlight, here on West Kent Today with me, John Butt, and my guest, Phil Thorne from Health Watch Kent. In the last few minutes of the hour, we're going to do a bit of a recap, and perhaps something else will come to mind, who knows?
Yeah, absolutely. So, as we said right at the start of this, John, we want more people from this area to get in contact with us. So, whether you are listening at home, or in the office, or in the car today, and you're thinking, actually, yeah, I'm not having the best of situations with the hospital at the moment. Routine appointments getting moved to different hospitals, or last minute changes, etc. Things along those lines, please do get in touch with us at HealthWatch. 0808 801 0102 is our phone number. You can email us info@healthwatchkent.co.uk. You can go to our website, which is www.healthwatchkent.co.uk. All the articles we've spoken about this morning, Pride Disability Month, other bits and pieces there, all on the website. And of course you can fill in one of our forms and get in touch with our friendly team, of which I am one when I'm not gallivanting across Kent. we will be able to get back to you and signpost you in the right direction of how to get the support you need. And as well as that, because there are a number of organisations that do the signposting, what we have that's different to the others is the fact is we have these relationships with the integrated care boards and integrated care systems that were previously known as the CCG. I think this change between CCG and ICB is a bit like the days of going into a supermarket in January and still writing the previous year on the check.
Right, yeah.
Do you remember that?
Yes.
How long did it used to take you before you actually put the right year on it?
Well, I never had any money, so.
fair point, yeah, okay. But you know what I meant? I mean, back in the day, the only time I ever used to do a check was I used to get paid every fourth Friday. This was in a job many years ago. So I always used to do the shopping late on the fourth Wednesday of the month and then write a check. By the time they put it in the bank, it was the Thursday, and by the time they cashed it was the Friday, it was payday. So that's how I remember. But you always did early part of the year, you always forgot to put the new year on the check, and then you have to cross it out and start again, and you know. So it's going to take a while for that to change. Things like GP surgeries, people struggling to get through on the phones to a GP practice. We have to be careful and say we're not saying in any way that GPs are not absolutely working their socks off, but at the moment they are so, so busy, and the support, we want to hear people's experiences. You know, how many times have you heard from people who phoned a GP practice up, they've sat on the phone for 35 minutes waiting to get through, they get to the top of the queue and then they get cut off?
Yeah, that's unfortunate. I've never had that. I've been on 15 minutes and you get the message saying you're now six in the queue and you work your way slowly up, but I've not been cut off.
We did have someone complain to us, it's about 12 months ago. We did have someone complain to us about a surgery's hold music. There are certain things that we can pass on, you know, to various people to try and say, this is happening. The hold music is not something we have any influence over. So, yeah, that's not something. Particularly if you start playing things like Thorn in My Side when I'm in the studio. That was very good. Very good. Are you sure that wasn't deliberate?
It was not deliberate. I shall blame the manager.
Oh, it's very good.
I might stick in Always Look on the Bright Side of Life.
Oh.
No, that's after 9 o'clock. We've got the unexpected.
There's a little naughty word in there, isn't it?
But, yeah.
So as I was saying to John a little while ago as well, am I not waffling too long?
Carry on, I'll give you this.
Okay, right. So if you are part of a community group, support organisation, or just a group of friends that regularly meet and have kind of got together over the last 2 years, please do get in contact with us at Health Watch as well, because we want to hear from you. We want to hear from your group's experiences. We know that when you all sit round and talk about these, and if you've got pre-existing conditions, or you're, say, a member of staff that's maybe been supporting stroke patients remotely or heart patients remotely over the last couple of years, and you're hearing regular things from them about their experiences when they're contacting the GP or trying to get hold of the hospital, then please do let us know, because we can then pass that on to the people who make the decisions, and see if we can get things changed.
That's good. Well, thank you for coming in again, Phil.
No problem at all. Can you try and sort this in next month? It's a bit cooler in here, please.
I'll get the roof taken off.
Yeah. Do you know what? This fan, I have to say, the fan that you have provided has saved me from not ending up like a melted snowman on the floor.
Well, I'm going to move it after you've gone, so I'll get some benefit.
Thank you so much.
You're listening to West Kent Today on West Kent Radio.